Thank you both for joining us today on Gelsberg in Focus.
Thanks for having us,
Chris.
We're excited.
Kate, let's go ahead and start with how this all came together. How did this partnership with Meridian Health Plan come about, and why was Central Illinois the focus?
So Meridian Health Plan of Illinois, which is a Centene company, is part of a family of government-sponsored managed care plans that cover family, children, seniors, and individual complex medical needs statewide. And they provided a $1.5 million grant for over 3 years. It was really an example of an extension of our pregnancy and postpartum support program, which is funded by the state of Illinois and open to all moms in the state with any kind of Medicaid insurance. And they really saw the success of that program and wanted to take it one step farther to really address the needs of those moms who live in those maternity care deserts. So those are areas that don't really have OB providers or hospitals for delivery, and really wanted to bring an extra layer so we could get prenatal care to those patients in those areas.
It's an interesting phrase that they use. What did you call it? A desert? Care desert? Is that what?
Maternity care deserts. Yeah, they're popping up more and more. A lot of hospitals are closing their labor and delivery units. So that increases the number of miles that moms have to travel to actually deliver their babies. And then we also are struggling with a shortage of OBGYN providers. So we have a lot of counties in our state that don't have either of those providers or hospitals for delivery. So that just increases the amount of time and miles that moms have to drive to get to that care. And when you're talking about a patient that has those social drivers of health, like lack of transportation, financial need, childcare needs, it's really difficult for them to get to those appointments. So this mobile OB unit is just another way we can provide that care by going straight to their home and providing that prenatal care.
Yeah, wonderful. So when people hear mobile unit, what kind of services are actually happening inside the van?
Yeah, I'm really glad that you asked that, because I think sometimes people think we're like in a minivan. It's definitely not that. It is a full OBGYN office on wheels. And when you walk on board initially, there's a nice little area for patients to sit to get their vitals collected. We have full lab capability on this van, so we can do all of that prenatal testing that's required, blood draws and things like that. It even has a bathroom on board, so it's a nice large van. And then you can walk through a private door to the exam room where we have a full exam table. We do all of our exams back there, and we're able to even do point of care ultrasound. So those are some limited scans to be able to tell you, like, when is your baby due? What position is your baby in? Checking on the well-being of that baby. We can do everything they can do in an OBGYN in office, which is really exciting.
We're talking with Kate Johnson, Manager of Women's Services, Digital Care for OSF On Call. We're going to bring Amy Mefford into the conversation here in just a few minutes. But Kate, let's continue. Can you talk to the need for this kind of service?
Absolutely. So just a little bit of data. So March of Dimes really did a 2024 report that showed 34.3% of counties in Illinois are considered those deserts. So that means women have to travel often 40 to 60 miles to reach those birthing hospitals. And then, as I mentioned, that access has been exacerbated by hospital closures and also reductions in the number of OBGYNs we have in the area. So what's so great about this is we're serving several of those counties with this van, including Bureau, Henry, Knox. We're up in like the LaSalle, Marshall, Stark County, Tazewell, Livingston, Peoria, Putnam, and Woodford. But really, I also even see the need. So like one of our patients lived in Peoria, maybe 3 miles from the hospital. But just because she lives that close doesn't mean she can get to those services. She had 3 children at home. She had no vehicle. She had significant financial strain. So this was a service that was really helpful to her. She could just walk out her door, get what she needed in the van, and be right there at home with her kids. So it was a great service.
Kate Johnson is the manager of Women's Services and Digital Care for OSF On Call. Amy Mefford is a lead advanced practice nurse with OSF On Call Obstetrics. And thank you for joining us here, Amy. What kinds of health issues do you see most often during pregnancy, and how does this program help prevent problems?
Oh, thanks, Chris. Such a great question. So I think what's most important for us is just to identify, excuse me, and address those issues, not only regard that cause, sort of a lapse in care, but to monitor those pregnancy complications. Things like hypertension is one. This is a big plus for our programs. I think in OnCall, it's an innovative, creative group, and we've always been able to think outside the box in terms of how we can serve these moms in pregnancy that have issues, such as Kate mentioned. Transportation's a big one. And providing that van to where they're residing, and they get to choose where they want us to come, whether it's their home, it could be a food pantry. We visited the Galesburg Library. So they give us the place, and we'll arrange a time and date that's convenient for them. And it's a super service, and I think aligning our services with what's existing in person really creates a much better approach to caring for these moms in pregnancy and definitely improves the outcomes for both moms and babies.
Yeah, absolutely. Amy Mefford is lead advanced practice nurse with OSF OnCall Obstetrics. Kate Johnson, manager of women's services, digital care for OSF OnCall. We're talking about the OSF OnCall Pregnancy Postpartum Mobile Support Unit. Amy, you recently led specialized training for providers on the van, including a high-tech birthing simulation. Could you tell us about that?
Ooh, I'd love to. Everybody loves a good simulation day, so super fun. So I think we're very intentional at OnCall because we work in different areas across the state of coming together in person and learning. We're all about innovation, so utilizing the latest technology has been super important for us. So we recently did a day of training at Jump Simulation and Education Center. If you've never been there, Chris, you got to go. It's a pretty amazing place. So we got to try out the latest high-tech birthing mannequin, and they placed her in our mobile van or in our exam table. So we were able to practice simulation training, managing a precipitous birth, delivery of a placenta, managing postpartum hemorrhage. And, our focus is not to deliver babies on a van. Our focus is to provide prenatal care, but always thinking outside the box and prepare for the unexpected, I think, super important for us. So as a team, we're really lucky. We're great. It's great to have Kate as a leader. She brings us together, and we work so well together as a team, providing that support for each other. So we love to be in person where we can hash it out, debrief afterwards, review any questions. And then we meet regularly, and that repetition of simulation, not only with the birthing mannequins, but also using the ultrasound mannequin where we can practice those skills, is really an important aspect of learning for all of us.
Absolutely. Amy Mefford is the lead advanced practice nurse for OSF OnCall Obstetrics. We're talking about the OSF OnCall Pregnancy Postpartum Mobile Support Unit. Kate Johnson is the manager of women's services digital care for OSF OnCall. And the birthing mannequin's name is Victoria.
She is, and she's pretty sweet. If you have the opportunity to see her, she responded to questions. She actually has facial expressions, a little shocking to hear her comments when she's doing a delivery, but super fun way to learn.
Okay. Kate, who is eligible for this program, and how do women sign up?
Yeah, so this is really aimed at women who have Medicaid, and it is an extension of our pregnancy and postpartum support program, which is really a Medicaid-funded program. So that's that digital side of things. So we get the women signed up first for that part, which is an app that they get access to that delivers education and check-in questions to them each week of their pregnancy. They can also chat with our virtual team 24/7, 365, so they can ask any question anytime if they're having any concerns, and we will get right back to them via chat. This program also monitors them for that postpartum depression. All moms get a blood pressure cuff, so we're asking for those blood pressures routinely throughout their pregnancy. And then we also help all of them get a social drivers of health assessment completed if they choose. And then if they have any of concerns related to that, our great digital health navigator team, who are really our boots on the ground, really help plug them into the services that they need in terms of housing, food, transportation, and finances. And then we're so lucky to have three lactation consultants on our team that can do some virtual breastfeeding support with these moms. So really the van is the next step for that. So if we're really looking at the moms who are struggling to get to those appointments and have those transportation barriers, we are reaching out to them and offering them the van service, ensuring that they're getting those appointments scheduled and going straight to their home or, as Amy mentioned, wherever they're comfortable being seen. And then we're, keeping that all within our medical record system, which all of our OBGYN clinics across the OSF have access to. So it's a nice streamlined way to continue to have that conversation with their OBGYN who might be delivering them within OSF, and ensuring that we keep that communication open. So if they're interested, we would love for you to either visit our website, which is osfoncall.org slash pregnancy. There is a great self-enrollment form there that they can fill out, and we will contact them to get them all enrolled. Or they can call us directly at our phone number, which is 844-381-3603.
All right. Kate Johnson is the manager of women's services for digital care for OSF On Call. Amy Mefford is the lead advanced practice nurse for OSF On Call Obstetrics. We're talking about the pregnancy postpartum mobile support unit. Are you happy with the results so far that since this was unveiled?
Yeah, I think it's super exciting. The patients that we've had on board really like the service. And again, I mentioned a patient that, lived close to services, but just didn't have a way to get there. And she was really thankful for that program. She also mentioned how helpful it was to have that virtual connection. So at any point, she could reach out to us and ask questions and ensure that she got the reassurance she needed.
Yeah. And so again, for you and the other providers, are you happy? Do you feel that this is doing what you were hoping? You hoped it was going to do.
We are excited about it. I think our biggest thing is we want to get the word out. We want to see more patients. We know there's moms out there that are struggling to find care, and we just want to go out and help you. So if you yourself are struggling, or you have a family or friend or know somebody that really cannot get to that care, please give us their information so we can reach out to them and ensure that they're getting what they need.
Absolutely. Again, Kate Johnson from Digital Care for OSF On Call. Amy Mefford, Lead Advanced Practice Nurse for OSF On Call Obstetrics. Amy, what excites you most about delivering care this way?
Oh, you know me, Chris, and I've always believed that if you love what you do, it's never a job, right? So this has been a great opportunity for me. We have an awesome team, and I think this model of care is a way to meet moms where they are. It, as Kate said, it may be that they may be close to a clinic, but with all the extraneous issues they have, if we can provide a service and improve the continuity of care, it certainly improves outcomes. So our focus at OnCall has always been to remove barriers to that, when we care for these moms and addressing those social drivers, not just transportation, but, food access, safe housing, definitely reduce the risk to moms and babies. So, and I think Kate's always, dipping into that data collection with all our new programs. So reviewing those outcomes really is a nice opportunity for us to kind of be part of the solution to deliver that quality care for our moms. As we review that data, then we can, pivot, adjust our services with the goal of just the best experience we can give these moms. So I think as a team of providers, we're super happy and excited to add this extra service to our program.
Absolutely. Amy Mefford, Lead Advanced Practice Nurse for OSF On Call Obstetrics. Kate Johnson is the Manager of Women's Services Digital Care for OSF On Call. You mentioned this is part of a broader strategy. What else, Kate, is OSF doing to improve maternal and newborn care?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I would like to highlight a few other things that we're really working on right now. We just launched a groundbreaking virtual monitoring program that enhances that traditional bedside care with advanced technology and expert support. So we have it in place at OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg and all of our other birthing hospitals. So for newborns, that includes that electronic fetal heart rate monitoring that helps detect early signs of distress, like reduced oxygen supply, abnormal heart rate patterns, or that umbilical cord compression, and which really allows healthcare providers to intervene before those complications arise. And then for mom, it's that continuous monitoring of vital signs, the contraction pattern, how she's progressing through labor that can help us identify potential current concerns like infection and high blood pressure. So this is on top of what has already existed. So it's nothing extra for mom, but when you go in to have your baby at an OSF site, you are already getting hooked up to all those monitors. What we've done is partner with a company that uses AI enhanced software that really sits on top of our EMR and our other equipment, and it looks for those subtle cues and things that you might not see with your naked eye. It's looking for patterns in that contractions and baby's heart rate, and allows us to let the bedside know, hey, we see something concerning here. Let's talk about what interventions we can do to mitigate that and ensure that mom and baby are really safe.
Yeah. So, Kate, does this mean, and maybe you already answered this, that it sounds like it means that there's not any more equipment for moms and babies, right?
That is true. You're not going to have a different experience when you go in to have your baby. Your bedside experience will be the same, but it's just that extra layer of support. I like to call our team the angels on the shoulders of those labor nurses. We are just another set of eyes really looking at all of that information and ensuring that we are intervening quickly when we see either baby's heart rate go down, mom's vital signs change. It's just we're an extra part of your care team. So we just like moms to know that we're all caring for you together.
That's right. Kate Johnson is the manager of Women's Services Digital Care for OSF On Call. Amy Mefford, lead advanced practice nurse for OSF On Call Obstetrics. We've covered a lot today, from mobile care to digital support and advanced monitoring. Before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like listeners to know?
I would just say we really appreciate the opportunity to share, Chris. I've just had so much fun on this van and see so much satisfaction when we see moms. They're so appreciative. Appreciate the community support in Knox and Warren County. We've been out and visited a lot of different areas, and they're excited about this service, and we appreciate the support and partnership in your area. So thanks much.